Chapter 16. You've done it, Mega Man, Dr. Light's voice sang out over the radio. It's incredible. You've destroyed every robot that Dr. Wily put in your path. But my job's not over yet, Mega Man reminded the Doctor. I've got to finish off the evil genius himself. The universe is still in grave danger. Yes, it's true, said Dr. Light. Dr. Wily is still very much alive. Just this morning he flew over my laboratory in his flying saucer. He hovered there for a while, yelling through his bullhorn. What did he say? Asked Mega Man. Oh, he was threatening me, said Dr. Light. He said I should call you off the job, or else. He's probably just scared, said Mega Man. He knows I'm on my way to his castle of evil, and now that he's seen me make mincemeat of his super robots. He seemed more angry than scared, to tell you the truth, said Dr. Light. But I know I can't stop you now. I'll key in the password for his castle if you're ready. Ready, said Mega Man loudly. One more thing, said Dr. Light. Dr. Wily has placed electronic barriers in his castle walls. Once you enter the castle, you and I will not be able to communicate, but I'll be watching you on the monitor. Okay, Doc. Good luck, Mega Man, said Dr. Light. Keep your wits about you and watch out for booby traps. As Dr. Light's voice faded out, Mega Man found himself standing alone, looking up at Dr. Wily's Castle of Evil. The castle was terrifying. It was built of skulls and bones. The eye holes in the skulls glowed red. Huge radar antennas were aimed in all directions. Dr. Wily must be watching me approach his castle, said Mega Man. He stuck out his tongue and waved his fingers in the air. Nah, nah, here I come, he shouted. And then he ran toward the castle and began to climb up its outer wall. He climbed quickly, reaching the first turret in no time. After that, the climbing was a little slower. Dr. Wily had sent out his forces. First, the bomb birds attacked, dropping bomb after bomb on Mega Man. He dodged the bombs and fired at the fat little bird-like robots. Blam! He kept climbing. Every time he tried to rest, another of Dr. Wily's guard robots would appear out of nowhere. They wore red armor that looked like a special uniform. Mega Man couldn't see their faces, since their helmets were equipped with shiny black faceplates. They could see out, but he couldn't see in. Mega Man fought his way through them, using the leaf shield to hurl razor-sharp leaves, and then the air shooter to fire deadly tornadoes. Finally, Mega Man reached the top of the castle wall. Then he began to run. It was dark by now, but he couldn't slow down. He had to keep moving, even if it was hard to see. He raced from brick to brick. Suddenly, Mega Man heard a train behind him. A train? What's a train doing on top of the castle? He turned to look. It wasn't a train. It was a dragon! A very big dragon, breathing fire! Mega Man leapt to a ledge and grabbed the quick boomerang. He aimed and fired. The dragon barely slowed down. The immense dragon creature began to shoot fireballs out of his mouth. Mega Man was knocked off his ledge. The dragon fired again. Mega Man tumbled down onto a lower ledge and lay still. The dragon came closer to make sure that Mega Man was really finished off. Mega Man jumped to his feet. Surprise! He yelled. The dragon reared up in shock. Mega Man took careful aim and fired the quick boomerang again, this time right at the dragon's stomach. The dragon fell back. Mega Man fired again and again. Whoop, whoop, whoop! The boomerang smashed into the dragon over and over. Finally, the fireball stopped coming. A bright white light flashed into Mega Man's eyes. The dragon had been slain. And now a game hint from your friends at Geekade.com. You need to freeze time to beat Quick Man.